The next one is a bit of an anti-royalist poem. It's called Why I Didn't Watch the Royal Wedding. Do we really need to scrape and bow to tug our forelocks before Liz Windsor and the rest of our unillustrious line? Should we not assert the old claims of those who fought against kingly power for England to be a free commonwealth? I do not believe in divine providence granted to upper class scroungers tended on hand and foot. I do not desire to dine on delicacies, quail's eggs, langoustines washed down with gallons of Paul Roger Brut. I have nothing in common with toffs who sit on thrones gliding about their realm in a royal train with helicopter rides thrown in for free. I am not going to celebrate 60 years of scrounging on state handouts or paying for the Queen to float down the Thames in a barge like a gigantic duck. To be honest, I couldn't give a toss what Kate was wearing, her designer frock. The rest of us have to work to survive or suffer fortnightly abasement at the job centre to receive our pittance. We no longer pay tithes to the Lord of the Manor. We just pay through the nose to keep her Madge in the style to which she has become accustomed, to uphold the tradition of the divine right of kings, which should have been buried long ago by the diggers and the levellers who stood up for their rights to plough and sow and govern themselves. And just a note at the bottom, actually, while guests at Royal Wedding downed Paul Roger Brut and gorged themselves on canapés and two enormous wedding cakes, 500,000 people in Britain are reliant on food banks.